Hey, it's Mackenzie.
And this is Shay.
And this is the Mill Spouse Brief.
So, Mackenzie, how was your week?
It was actually kind of a rough one.
Yeah? Finally, not me.
I know. I feel like this was probably my worst week since I've gotten to California.
Oh, my gosh.
I felt like everything just went wrong. I felt like, and I was so emotional. I think Thursday was, like, my tipping point. I just had a bad day. And I was just one of the, like, it was just one of those days where nothing was going right, and I was so sad for, like, no reason.
Yeah.
And then I just was, like, trying to do anything to, like, make me feel better. And then finally, like, you know, I texted you, and then you're, like, just cry. And so I was, like, I'm just going to cry, and then it will feel better. And I really did. And then I kind of realized it was more hormonal, and it was more, like, the time of the month's coming. So
yeah.
I felt a lot better. But it was just one of those weeks where I was, like, is anything ever going to go my way?
Oh, yeah. I felt that so much recently.
So.
You guys know. Well, this week was not as bad for me, but definitely stressful. I think I've realized that I keep putting too much on my plate. I definitely keep saying yes to things when I should be saying no to, like, my own self. Like, I'm pushing my limits. So, last weekend we decided to sell our house so we can move closer to my husband's new job. And we told our realtor that we could totally have someone come see it 4 days, and then also get it ready to be staged for pictures in 6 days. So all week,
oh my gosh,
we've been packing and decluttering and cleaning. But let me tell you, the house yesterday looked like a mall home.
Yes,
there was like half of our crap was in the garage now, and honestly, I'm like, just throw it all out.
Yeah.
Because I like the way the house looks now. It's not as homey, but anyway, at least I know what I can do, what I'm capable of.
That's so good, though. And that's exciting that you guys have decided that you're going to move closer.
Yeah.
And that's closer to, like, San Clemente, which will be nice. And that way you can just have Austin be home when he gets
more
off work.
Often. Yep, exactly.
Which that's, I think, is going to be important. Kate had a pretty long week, and I feel like this is kind of what we talk about, is that when their work sometimes just doesn't end. Like, he had a really long day, and he got home at 7:30, so he worked a 12-hour shift. Or day, basically. And then he came home and he's like, oh, we have a gear inspection, so I need to go organize all my gear in the garage. So that took another hour. And that was my, like, bad day. And I feel like this is kind of when people talk about, like, marriage. We were both having bad days, and we both had to, like, put the other person first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was, like, a really good learning experience, because Kate probably just wanted to play Xbox, and I just wanted time with him, so we did his work stuff, and then we watched an episode of TV, and then we went to bed, and, like, we both kind of were able to give and take, and it was really, like, good. But I feel like that's when people are like, yeah, marriage is hard, and it's like, that day was when marriage is hard.
Yeah, for sure. We've had plenty of those days.
So we have a very exciting episode. I'm really excited. We have our first special guest on the episode.
Yes.
And it's going to be awesome. So without further ado, let's start the episode with Bree. All right, guys, so today we have a special guest, and her name's Bree, and we're going to talk about everything that she's kind of experienced as a military wife. She's way more
seasoned than us,
and she's going to give us advice. So, Bree, do you want to start by introducing yourself?
So, I am Bree, and my husband has been in the Marine Corps for 20 and a half years.
Which is insane.
It's been a long time. It's been a lot.
First enlistment.
Is it your first enlistment?
Yeah. My husband starts his second this year.
So he's re-enlisted.
Next month, yeah.
And is your husband going to re-enlist?
That's the debate
now. Okay. So we have 3 kids. I have a 21-year-old daughter that goes to Palomar. I have 2 boys that are in high school in Fallbrook. They're 17 and 16. I have a boxer. I have 2 cats. Aww. Yeah, that's about it.
That's awesome.
He's in Okinawa, and I'm here. So he's on a 2-year unaccompanied tour. So we are 4 months left.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. So do you want to tell them why you guys chose an unaccompanied tour?
So because our kids were in school, so we have our daughter that's at Palomar, and she still lives with us. So we didn't want to pay her bills and be overseas. I don't know why I'm paying my 21-year-old's bills, but whatever. And then, of course, we have a 17-year-old who is a junior this year, and he's on an IEP and kind of struggles, and he's credit deficient to graduate. So we were like, let's just not move them. And then I have my youngest is exploring his sexuality. It's very fun and exciting to watch a child learn about themselves, whether they're straight or it's been interesting. So he has a good group of friends here, so we didn't want to pull him.
That's important.
Yeah.
And that's so selfless. Like, I'm not a parent. Shay just became a parent last year. Aww. So I just, like, that's awesome that you guys were able to say, like, hey, this is best for our family, and this is what we need to do.
We get a lot of flack for it. Like, people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe the Marine Corps did that to you. And I'm like, the Marine Corps didn't do it to us. Yeah. We chose it. Like, we're the crazy fools that did this. And I think had COVID not come around, I think this would have been a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But, like, he couldn't come home for Christmas because of COVID.
Yeah.
We couldn't go. I mean, I went. I went by myself. But my kids aren't going to probably be able to go while he's over there.
Yeah.
That's tough. COVID makes everything rough.
Right.
It changed so many plans. Much.
Yeah.
And here we are almost a year later. I mean, who would have imagined?
I thought we were going to have a two-week shutdown. And then it was going to be fun. Right. I rescheduled my wedding 3 times. Like, yeah.
2 weeks to flatten the curve, guys. It's just 2 weeks. No big deal.
No, that's insane. Okay, so he comes home in 4 months.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about his job and what he does?
So typically when he's stateside, he works at IPAC. When he went to Okinawa, they put him in manpower, which is pretty much him just playing a chess game with who needs what people wear.
Okay.
He doesn't enjoy it. Hopefully no one in his current command hears that he's not enjoying it. I'm sure his personality shows that he doesn't enjoy it, though. It's just not his thing. It's been difficult. A great part of being here, his hours are definitely longer over there.
Okay.
So he said that's been like an added bonus is he's working until 7, 8, 9 p.m. over there. And then that's if you would have added COVID, we would have been by ourselves while he worked.
So real quick, because of who all listens and the thing about our podcast is we all talk in acronyms and then everyone that's listening doesn't know what acronyms is. So real quick, IPAC stands for Intra-Government Payment and Collection. So that's kind of where you go to get anything about payment to understand kind of when you get married or when you have kids. And so it's a lot of the paperwork just for the viewers to know what IPAC is. It's really important. It's where you go right after you get married. And that's the thing in a couple episodes back, I talked about how I had to fly out to California while my husband was in Japan while I was still in Ohio because the IPAC in North Carolina wouldn't work and IPAC in Camp Hansen wouldn't work, so I flew to California for 3 days to do IPAC because when we got married, he deployed right after, and we didn't go to IPAC because we were waiting on the marriage certificate, and Orange County was long. So I came out here for 3 days just to do IPAC. So it's a really big deal, but it's also like a pain in the butt if you don't get it done because of how much it affects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like pay. So like when you're noticing like there's an issue with your pay, they do orders. They do, you know, when you get out, they do all that paperwork. So,
yeah, so it's
like a one-stop shop for, like, all the cool stuff.
And it's super important, and I bet it's so nice for him to know what all of those mean and everything that it stands for. Because I'm like, Kate, I have a question about this. And he's like, I don't know. And you're like, well, how am I supposed to know?
Every time.
Yeah. Okay, so he's been in for 20 years. So where all have you guys lived?
So we have lived in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. That was our first duty station. We had a child there at the Naval Hospital. There was nothing in Camp Lejeune when we got married.
Really?
There was like a mall. There was a Walmart. We bought our TV at Circuit City. When Circuit City doesn't even exist anymore. So that was it. We've been back since to visit. And now there's like a Starbucks and the mall is bigger. And there's like an Ulta. And I guess Ulta's important. I don't know. So we were there for, I don't know, like a year and some change. And then we left and we went to Pico Rivera, California. And he did an I&I tour, which is inspector instructor.
Mm.
So what like a V-Bullet. That?
Okay.
What
did that like entail?
He was literally the active duty guy in a reserve unit.
Okay.
So he was doing admin stuff for the reserve unit.
Okay.
That was a cool duty station, being so close to LA. My husband was actually on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I am a huge Days of Our Lives fan now.
I'm trying to remember. My cousin's husband's mom is on Days of Our Lives every day.
Really?
She's one of the main characters. And they own a ranch. I'll look it up and I'll let you know. But yeah, Days of Our Lives entered our family because of him.
That's so rad. I'm a huge fan. Ever since he was on it, he was in Belle and Phillip's wedding. He got to meet like Sammy Brady and all those people.
That's really cool.
We got invited to go to like a Days fan event and we got to meet people and take photos and all that cool stuff.
Wow.
We were in the music video Come Home Soon by Shadaisy.
Wow.
They came to the base housing there and knocked on everybody's door. It was a super small base housing right up against the base. Mm-hmm. And they knocked on everybody's door and they were like, hey guys, we're filming a music video on Seal Beach and we'd like you guys to come.
Wow.
So it was super cool. So my husband's done a lot of cool. He was on NCIS.
Oh, love that show.
That you guys love that show too.
That is my show. That's like my family show too. But we love NCIS.
Yep. So the episode where they exhumed the body of the guy that they thought had murdered somebody. Okay. He is in the line of Marines. Music video. He was in a music video with Fabulous, his little sister.
Wow.
And I had my baby, my youngest, the day that they filmed. Remember the Budweiser commercial? You guys are so young. Oh my God, you're so young.
I know, a lot of our listeners are too.
Okay, that's okay. So Budweiser came out with a commercial back in 2005, okay. And it was military people getting off of an airplane.
Okay.
And it was everybody in the airport, and they're clapping.
I've seen that one.
That was people from my husband's unit, and he was supposed to be in it, but I was in the hospital.
Giving birth.
So
priorities.
We left there and we went to Columbus, Georgia, and he did another B billet of recruiting duty.
Okay.
Oh, how was
where?
Recruiting?
Yeah, we've heard a lot of mixed things about recruiting.
It depends on how independent you are and okay. how dependent you are on your spouse. Okay. If you can mow the lawn, if you remember to take out the trash, if you have kids, as long as you're good raising them ultimately
by yourself,
it wasn't that bad. It's tough on marriages, I'm not going to lie. I think we were the only couple that made it out married. I think everybody else divorced out of our small group. So there was like five couples. It was hard to watch. It's long hours. You know, they're interacting with a lot of people. There's jealousy.
That's where I've heard the interaction. And then, like, just that, like, high school girls are sketchy.
Savage.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yes.
I remember being one.
I was, like, I was savage, but I wasn't, like, recruiter savage.
Yeah, I don't think I was recruiter savage. I mean, I did some shady stuff back then, but, you know. That was
Which is, like, so crazy because, like, Cade's recruiter was probably one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my entire life. And so much so that, like, I met him, like, a couple times when we first started dating. And he reached out to me while Cade was at boot camp and was like, how are you doing? Aww. Like, how's Cade doing? Like, aww. I wrote him a letter. I hope he gets it. I don't expect him writing back. But, like, how are you doing? And, like, he is the nicest guy. Like,
that's
was invited
so
to our
sweet.
Wedding. He just got orders and they just moved to Hawaii. He just became a gunny. But, like, he was so kind. And I was like, I don't think every recruiter does that.
No.
But he reached out to the family. Like, he would text us Merry Christmas.
I can't even imagine the amount of time and energy that takes.
I mean, he was so kind.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so
definitely.
I've always had, like, a very good experience. I don't think I'd want Kay to do recruiting just because I've heard such horror stories. But
yeah.
Was Austin Jupiter nice?
I only met him once, and Austin and I had just been dating for like 3 weeks.
Okay.
So we started dating, and then Austin was like, surprise, I'm joining the Marine Corps. And I was like, I don't think this is gonna work.
That's so funny.
Because I was gonna join the Navy, and that's what gave him the idea to join.
Okay.
I was joining the Navy for intel, but I wanted to finish my degree first.
Okay.
And he was at a community college. So he was just like, I can stop college and leave.
Right.
And his grandpa was a Marine, so he thought this is the best idea.
Yeah.
So he signed up and left, like, within a month.
Wow.
And so most of our relationship was letters over boot camp and then a little bit after. But, yeah, so I only met his recruiter once. He was a nice guy. He also sees him in Japan.
Oh, that's awesome.
The last
nice.
Two times. So I point this way, like, Japan's
right.
Right.
Japan's
across
like right back here. We're right there.
Every time.
Oh, that's so funny.
But I'm hoping we don't have to do. Austin's doing a B-billet. He starts a B-billet in April. He's doing combat instructor.
Oh, nice. So he's going to be right here at SOI.
Yeah. We're actually moving from Oceanside to San Clemente.
So do you live out in town right now?
We live in Oceanside right now, yeah.
Okay.
And then just because I've heard that they get off really late.
They do.
And if he doesn't live close, they won't let him drive home.
Yeah.
So we're moving so he can come home more.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And my husband's trying to get a B-billet for the same job, but at Lejeune.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's probably the worst part of military life is dropping and losing contact with some of your closest friends.
That is, I just got the chills. That's what I think about all the time. And Austin, too, like, his best friend just moved to Lejeune.
And, like, Austin calls him every day.
Aww.
And they tell each other, like, love you, bud. And it's so sad. I know. It's so sad.
That's so precious.
His best friend's just about to have a baby. And we just had one in October. Uh-huh. So, like, everyone was excited to go through this together. And then they moved. And
oh.
It's... I feel so, it's so sad. And then if you leave me.
I know. Me and Shay, like, literally just, like, clicked one day. It was so funny. And so now, like, I feel like I've known Shay my whole life.
I think I have walked away from every duty station with one solid friend. Yeah. And it was typically the person that when I originally saw them, met them. I'm such a judging bitch. Oh, my goodness. When I first, sorry. When I first see everybody, I'm like, oh, she'll never be my friend. And then I'm like, oh, now you're my best friend.
That's so funny. Shay was just,
dang.
Shay was the only person I knew when, like, I went to the ball because her husband and my husband were really close. And so Shay was always just the person that, like, was super nice to me because I was, like, the not wife yet because we were, like, engaged when I first met everybody. And then, like, she came to my wedding when we eloped and...
I know, Austin was like, I mean, we don't really know them. We don't have to go. I'm like, we were invited. We're going.
Going.
Like, this is a big deal.
So, and then all of a sudden, like, I moved out here while our husbands were still deployed. And so then that's when we clicked because she'd just given birth and everything like that.
This girl went grocery shopping for me the other day. Like.
Nice.
That's the kind of friend. Like,
that's friendship.
But for, like, I feel so bad because I am not that type of friend. Like.
We were.
Not a two-way street.
That's okay. There's something there that's clicking. So just hold on to it.
That's so funny. Okay, so after Georgia, where'd you guys go?
So after Georgia, we came to Pendleton, okay. And we did 3 years here. We lived on base right behind the old Naval Hospital.
Okay.
It was super nice. We enjoyed it. He deployed on the Mew from here and then put in his package here.
Okay.
So he deployed on the Mew, he picked up Gunny, and then in that same year, he left for TBS and picked up Warrant Officer the following year.
Very cool. Okay. So how does that process look? Is it just a package?
I think it's just a paper package.
There's no, like...
I don't think there was extra. A lot of stuff. No extra. I think it was, like, you had to take a picture and, like, you had to have, you know, so many of your educational credits done. And,
okay. See, I feel like that's one thing with the re-listen we just went through is... I don't know if it's just my husband being dramatic or what, but there's just, like, so much stuff. He's, like, had to go back and forth between the career planner and, like, four different times to, like... redo everything four different times.
Ugh.
And then he, like, had to rerun his PFT and end up being worse than the last one.
Oh,
so
no.
He had a really good one, and then and that's what they used.
Well, that's good.
But then they asked him to do it again.
And he boogered it.
Because they, yep, and he, so now it's like, he's like, crap. No, I don't look as good.
Yeah.
He still has the job, like, he's already signed papers for the job and everything,
right.
But I'm like, all of this just to continue?
Right.
Like,
don't they just want to keep you? Why is it so difficult?
What's TBS? Is that the school that he
went
to?
The basic school.
Okay, so that's the basic school that he went to become...
an officer. So there's, like, OCS, which is, like, officer... is it OCS?
Candidate school.
Officer candidate school, and then there's TBS, which is, like, the basic school.
Okay, gotcha.
So, same premise, I guess. I don't know. I am, like, the unofficer spouse. I've made a much better enlisted spouse than I did an officer spouse. I tell everybody I'm a Lance Corporal wifey for lifey. Like, I don't really fit in. There's a stigma that comes with officer spouses, and I just don't fit in.
And that's, I think, why we really wanted to have spouses on, because we seen that that's the stigma.
Right.
And I wanted to see if that was, because me and Shay are very much like, we want to experience it before we make a... judgment on it.
Right.
And so that's why I was like, we have to have guests on here because we have a very similar view of the military because our husbands are in the same unit and do similar things.
Right.
And we're the same somewhat age and everything like that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the military does, because sometimes, and I'm pretty sure you've probably seen this with some officer wives, is that it's like, well, my husband's an officer.
Right.
And it's like, cool. Like, just because your husband's boss is my husband's boss doesn't mean that, like, you're my boss.
Right. But, like, what do you do? Like, who are you? Because I don't really care. Yeah.
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 So I'm always hesitant. Like, people will be like, oh, what does your husband do? I'm like, oh, he's like an admin guy. He just works at IPAC. So.
I like that.
I don't really.
We do that, too. We're like, our husband's in the military. Well, where is he? Does it really matter?
I don't
feel
know.
Like it's so weird
even
asking.
Even his first 4 years, so.
I just feel like when someone asks me what their rank is, I want to know, like, well, what are you, like, getting from
right.
my rank? Like,
why
like,
do you want to know?
Yeah, like, well, what does that give you in this conversation?
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
There are some awesome officer spouses out there, though. There really are. But you will meet somebody and you're just like, cool, we're just not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Moving on. So we went from Pendleton to 29 Palms.
Okay, what are your thoughts on 29 Palms?
Send me back today. Really? Right now, this minute, I will go home, I will pack the truck myself, and I will drive without my husband, and I will live there happily without him for the next 4 months. Send me back.
Really?
Right now. Okay, you have to tell us, because everything I've heard is not like, do not go to 29 Palms. What did you like about it?
So you have no choice but to find a family. Make friends. You have no choice. You are literally 2 hours from everything.
Okay.
You're 2 hours from Vegas. You're 2 hours from Big Bear. You're two and some change from the beach. Like, you can live all of your best life right there.
That's okay.
That's very
hiking
true.
If you're, you know, sporty. There's lots of beautiful places to hike. Joshua Tree National Park is out there. The sense of community that you get there and the friends that you meet is awesome. It's been interesting to watch. Some of my friends have now left with us and now are going back. And I'm like, take me with you. So when Toby left for Japan, we hoped that he would come back here and that he would get orders. And I was like, you can send me back to 29 Palms, like, if you can't get Pendleton. We did get Pendleton, so he is coming back here.
Okay, so you guys will be here for...
another 3 years. It'll make, like, a total of 7. Because we've been here for 4.
So that'll allow your kids to finish up and everything. That's nice.
Yeah, and then after 29 Palms, we came back here, and now we're here again.
Doing the unaccompanied.
I do love it here. It's a hike to go home. I'm from Vegas, so...
Oh, cool.
The traffic to get from here to Vegas is
sometimes
like...
Sometimes it's... Yeah.
Funny story. So my family... So it would be 2019. We went and did Thanksgiving in Vegas, so I... flew out because it was like right after the ball. Cade drove up, and then my brother lives in Utah, so he drove down, and so it's a 4-hour drive. Cade had some traffic coming in, and then when he flew home, I drove to the airport, flew from Vegas to Columbus, Ohio. It was like a 7-hour flight, and I was home and did stuff for over an hour before Cade got home from his 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
The weekend of Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. We've sat at Christmas. We've sat in traffic. It's taken us 7.5, 8 hours to get home. Oh. It is it's horrible.
So, Kate and I said that because we're doing Thanksgiving in Vegas again this year, that we're going to drive during the middle of the night.
Yep.
That's smart.
Because I was like, I can't. There's no point of doing that.
Sitting in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love Vegas.
I know.
See, and I don't. I'm like, I grew up there, and like, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. What was your least favorite place?
Probably Lejeune. Maybe because we just weren't there long enough, so I didn't really get to experience anything. I mean, we got married in 2002.
Okay.
We had Christopher in 2003. And then summer of 2004, I guess we were gone. We left.
Okay.
So I didn't really get to spend any time there and do anything. I'm sure it's
great. Lejeune because I grew up there. Like going there every summer. My grandparents have a house in Emerald Isle.
Nice.
So, and then my aunt and uncle live in Swansboro.
Okay.
And so I'm very familiar and like with that area. I go there every summer. And so that's why I was like crossing my fingers that Cade would get sent there, because my grandparents now have a house in Raleigh that they live in full time. And then they have the house in Emerald Isle that they go to. And I grew up loving there. So every time someone's like, I don't like Lejeune, I'm like, well, why? And like, well, there's like not enough to do. And I was like, but that's the best thing, that you just do
nothing.
You're on a beach all day.
Right.
But I totally get that living there, the amenities are less.
Yeah.
And I think if you're a big city girl, some people love California. I'm trying to love California. I'm deeply trying. It's one of my missions this year, is to see the good. Because I know there is, but when it's so different, I think, from the East Coast and from what I'm used to, it's like...
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that's probably what it is for me, too. I'm a big city girl. Grew up in Vegas and then lived here. And we lived in the South. I'm not a fan of the South. My husband's from Alabama, so he's like, we should retire in Alabama. No, we should not retire in Alabama.
That's okay. Oh, did you like living in Georgia? Because I love Georgia, too.
I did like living in Georgia. It was an adjustment, humidity, and things like that.
See, if you're not used to humidity, I think that is also the kicker that I've read on all the pages. Whenever, if you are not used to humidity and you have to then experience humidity, especially with you probably in Arizona and you in Vegas, humidity...
That's a dry heat.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think you, like, it... I grew up in Ohio, so, like, we're used to humidity, and then in North Carolina, you have humidity as well. And so I think that is the biggest... If you're not used to it, you're like, I am constantly sticky, I am constantly sweaty.
Yep.
Like, you guys are like, well, I'll just go find some shade in Arizona, and then I'll be fine. and you're like, I only need to be wet or have AC or I'm miserable.
I need to be wet.
Like, if, yeah. If you're not, like, in the water, if you're not in a boat, like, if you cannot get wet and cool off in a quick amount of time, it's pretty miserable. If your body's not used to it, I think once your body gets used to it, you just know, like, this is what I wear, this is how I eat. Like, you do your activities not from 1 to 4, you know, like...
Right. It's like Vegas. You know that, you know, you run your errands before 10 and, you know, after 6. Yeah.
I remember as a kid, we went to Vegas. I think I was, like, maybe 5 or 6. And we stayed in, like, the Castle, the Excalibur one.
Yeah.
And I remember that it was when the big... You put the TV behind the seat in the car. And, you, like, you put the movie in, you know?
Yeah.
And my mom was like, you have to take everything out and you put it in the hotel room because your CDs will melt. And I was like... Are we on Earth? Like, my CDs are gonna melt in a car because it's so hot? Like, what is this? Yeah. And so I just remember my mom going, like, you have to take everything out of the car.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I clearly remember walking barefoot as, like, a young child, teenager, going outside, running the neighbors. And now, like, in 29 Palms, I'm like, shoes. Oh, I'm too old for this. But my kids are out and they're running and I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with you guys.
That's so
It's
funny.
Definitely different. Living here and then going back home during the summer to Arizona, I'm like, why do you people live here?
Right.
Holy cow, it's 120 degrees, and I'm like, I can't touch my steering wheel because it's so hot.
Right.
And so we quickly get acclimated to the nicer weather.
My parents are like, why don't you come home more? Because it's hot.
Yeah.
That's why. It's hot.
It's really hot.
That's funny. And I feel like I've even seen that, like, with Kate. So we grew up in Ohio, so you have the seasons, and we went home. And it was really crazy for him to be around snow and him be like, I'm freezing. And I was like, you've lived here for the first 18 years of your life. And he's like, I'm just used to Cali. Like, I can't be cold. And I love the snow. I would live in Minnesota for my whole life. You know, like, I love it. And so Kate's like, you are crazy. And I was like, Kate, it's snowing and I'm so happy and it's cold and I can wear sweaters. And he's like, I don't like this. He's like, no, let's go home. Like, I can't deal with this. I'm freezing. Like, it's super funny. Shavings, our house is always so cold. I don't think I've turned the heat on once since I've lived here in California.
Oh my God.
We sleep with our window open and with 2 fans going every night.
Good Lord. So we don't use the heat, but I'm still cold in the morning. I think it was 63 the other morning. I was like, oops, sorry guys, forgot to turn the heat on. My bad.
Oh no, like, I love when I wake up and I'm like, oh, it's 62.
Oh, I use the heat every night. I mean, I do have 4-month-old, but
right.
it's a little different. We probably wouldn't use it as much if we didn't have a baby, but
yeah.
So you've moved so much. Do you have any, like, top moving tips for military moves specifically?
Empty your trash can. No, I'm serious. Empty your trash can. The morning
story.
They packed the trash. Okay. The entire can. And it wasn't full. It was just like some packing paper and crap, but yeah, they packed it.
Yeah. And when she means they, it's DMO. So, like, when you move, military does pay for it, and there's an option for you to do it yourself or for the company called DMO to do it. And they are known to pack anything, live plants, trash,
yep.
Anything.
So, when we were moving from Pico Rivera to, where were we going? Georgia, probably? I had, the kids were little, and I had just made breakfast, and I wasn't thinking, so I put the waffle plate, coarse syrup, into the dishwasher. Yeah, I came around the corner and they were wrapping the plate with the syrup on it. And I'm like, bro, stop. I'll wash it. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I think that's the same move that they packed my coffee mug with my bedroom clothes, like in my closet. I must have been drinking coffee and put the mug on the shelf.
Oh no.
And it didn't have any coffee in it. I mean, maybe it did. When you're packing to move, putting everything that you don't want to be packed in a bathroom and closing the door with, like, a big old sign that says, you know, don't pack, don't open. You know, there's the big debate on spouse pages, whether or not you should tip your movers, whether or not you should feed your movers. We have never tipped, but we always feed them. We have donuts. And then we'll go get them something for lunch. We'll order pizza. We have Gatorades and water.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever done, like, your own move?
No.
Okay.
No. Not interested. No, thank you.
I feel like we've moved so much ourselves just in California because we went from, we rented off base when we first moved, and then he left. So I was like, I don't want to deal with this all on my own. So we moved on base.
Okay.
And then we ended up buying a house in Oceanside, so we moved back off base. And now we're selling our house and moving back on base. And we've done it all ourselves because, you know, obviously we can't use DMO for any of that.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm ready to have a move where I do not have to do anything myself.
Right, just watch. We've had some minor things broken. We had like a coaxial snapped off the back of a TV. This last move was rough. So the move from 29 Palms to Pendleton, when we left 29 Palms, it was the end of June, and housing here on Pendleton was like, oh yeah, we'll have a house for you after July 4th. And we're like, sick, dude, we'll go to Vegas, we'll chill, and we'll come back. Well, like, it just dragged on and on and on, and we signed a lease in the beginning of August, and the day that we signed the lease on our rental in Fallbrook was the day that Lincoln called and was like, oh, we have a house for you. And I'm like,
oh my gosh,
no thank you.
Wow.
So we moved in, and the truck pulled up, and they lifted the, you know, they rolled up the back of the truck, and all of our stuff, it literally looked like you had taken a box of Jenga cubes and just thrown them in the back of the truck. It's like they just took everything. So it was in a storage unit in 29 Palms, and it's like they took everything and just threw it in the bed of the truck. So like our couch was ripped, the stand that your washer and dryer can sit on, that was like bent and like dinged in.
So did you just put in receipts to get reimbursed for that?
Yes, but the reimbursement is like a joke.
Yeah. See, that's like my debate, because if, fingers crossed, even if we do, if he just decides to get out, we're going to move, you know, somewhere. Right. And I'm like a control freak, and so part of me is like, when I moved, like, I had everything labeled, I had everything, like, color-coded, I knew exactly where everything went. I'm a bit crazy, just because I knew where I needed things to go,
right.
And I didn't want to, like, lose stuff, because I moved myself with my parents across the country.
Okay.
And so, and I didn't have much furniture, I sold all my furniture, so I just had stuff, like boxes, and we just packed cars. And my thing is, like, I've been so particular here, buying stuff that I want lasting and not like cheap furniture.
Right.
I feel like kind of that's the debate when you're in military. It's like, do you buy something that you can replace in 3 years, or do you get something long lasting? And I have both, but that's like my, do I take the time and effort to pack it and go through that like ordeal knowing I'm responsible and I'll know that like it was safe and nothing happened to it? Or, and I think because I don't have kids, I'm like, well, I don't have to worry about a kid while they're, like, I don't have that extra responsibility yet. So I'm like, would it be that bad? But then I'm like, oh, that is a lot. Like, it's, so that's, like, kind of my debate right now.
Yeah. We have those stickers. Have you guys moved yet? Have you had that military move you?
I've heard they like the stickers.
Oh, my God. They're everywhere. All over our house. We have, like, different colors. So they're, like, these little, they're no bigger than, like, this. And, like, people on the podcast can see it. Like, an inch.
Yeah.
We do that all the time.
But they use different colors, and they're all over our house. Like, we'll pull something out, and we'll be like, oh, I guess we'll just scratch that off.
That's
I mean, it's been good, and it's been bad. We've had good movers. It's been fast. It's been slow. Some days are painful. And they're moving in 29 Palms, and it's 120, and your doors are hanging open, and you're like...
Oh. Yeah. I've heard COVID has made it really tough, though, with moving.
I bet.
With, like, how long your stuff takes, the movers... Just, like, everything with that. I've heard it's a very big thing. So I think that was my other deal. Is I'm like, well, if we move next year, like, COVID's still going to be a thing.
I know.
And like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like the new flu. That's how I feel. And
yeah.
Like, it's going to be around
forever.
Forever.
This is never going to go away.
Let's just
I'm just praying that I don't have to wear a mask by the time I turn 25.
Right? I know. My daughter works at Home Depot, and, like, she has to wear a mask, like, the whole time. So, like, horrible, like, acne.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God,
I
yes.
feel so bad for her because she wears it all day long.
No, I feel when I – so, my job was really weird. I, like – everyone slowed down with COVID, and my job, like
– ramped up.
Ramped up. So, I was traveling all around the country for all of COVID. I went to 18 states in 6 months. Like, I was insane. Crazy.
Crap.
And so, I had to wear a mask on flights, on – airplane, like, on flights, on airplanes, in hotels, in offices. I mean, like, and my mask acne was so bad.
Oh.
I actually, it was really funny because a picture came up as, like, a, you know, like, your iPhone will just, like, be like, oh, hey, like, here's a memory of this. And I was taking, like, before pictures because I was trying everything I could possibly do to, like, work on my acne. Because I was, like, I was lucky. I never had acne in high school. Maybe, like, a pimple there and a pimple there. But I was never, like, you're teenage, you have acne, you're a teenager. And I was like, I'm 20 years old. Why am I getting acne?
Right.
Like, what? And then with the mask, it was so bad. So luckily, since I've gone to California, I've been in, like, one consistent time, like,
nice.
Heat, environment.
Yeah.
If I do wear a mask, I try to, like, wash my face the minute I get home. And I've tried some new stuff. But, dude, mask acne is, like, the worst thing
yeah.
I've ever experienced. Because it doesn't go away because you have to put the mask right back on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can't wash a mask every single day after you use it. It's unrealistic. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
I'm over
it. Going back to, so your husband has been pretty much in admin for most of his career.
Yep.
How does that affect, or does it at all, your home life?
I don't think it does. I have to say he's been lucky. He probably leaves for work at like 6. So the issue that he leaves so early is because the traffic getting into the Naval Weapons Station gate is insane.
Okay.
In the morning.
Which gate is that? Is that Fallbrook. The SOR gate or?
No, so that's Fallbrook coming gate. Through Fallbrook.
Okay.
So, and you can only have a military ID to get through it.
Yeah.
So the line is just backed up. It's everybody coming from Temecula, Riverside. We've got people, we have friends that commute from 29 Palms, Menifee, all that stuff up
there. Really?
So we bump up to Deleuze Road, which actually winds through and goes, that road is constantly just flying with people.
Yeah.
So he leaves at about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And he's probably home by like 5:30, 6 o'clock. Because I think we used to eat dinner around 6. Okay. I don't remember what time he gets home. He hasn't been here. It's been fantastic.
That's true. Yeah.
So with, and I don't know if this is like a weird question to ask, but like with admin, like does he still have like morning PTs and like field ops and stuff like that?
So he doesn't have field ops, but he still has morning PT.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess that's really it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you feel like it comes home? I think that's like our biggest thing is we wonder like when your husband comes home, is he like, oh, I still have work to do?
No. Okay. Now, like now I'll talk to him on the phone and he'll be like, oh, I have to work today. Okay. So it like it carries over where he is now. But here, once you leave IPAC, there's really nothing
to do.
There's no admin stuff outside of just checking on, you know, the random text messages and checking on his Marines and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be excited to know when we talk to someone enlisted higher up who does something like our husband.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, our husband's job comes home.
Does it?
At least once a week.
If not more. And I think it's almost like, and I feel like it comes home on the worst night. So, like, for example, like, Thursday.
When we're having a bad day.
So, Thursday was a bad day for me. And it was just one of those, like, hormonal days. And I just was like, I just want to cry. I texted Shane. I was like, Shane, I'm so sad and I don't know why.
And I just
told
him to cry. I just need to cry.
I'm like going through and I don't know what I'm sad. And then like my little Apple Watch was like, you're going to start your period soon. And I was like, oh, thanks. That's why.
Okay.
But it was funny because I was like, I'm so sad. And so he left at 6, I think, 5:36. And he didn't get home till 7:30. And then he got home and he goes, we're having a gear inspection for a field op tomorrow. I have to go through all of my gear in the garage. And I was like, okay, so it was like another hour and a half that we had to go through everything, pack it, go through a list. And so, and that's not every day. But it's hard because, like, sometimes I feel like work does come home. Or he'll, like, I have to do this course tonight. Or I have to do this thing for tomorrow. So I feel like sometimes their work does come home a lot. And I think it's probably their job because they have field ops and they have deployments or things like that. Mm-hmm. Versus an admin job where you don't have so much, like, going to the field or...
Yeah. Recruiting duty came home. You know, they're required to write 3 letters to every recruit while they're in boot camp. So he'd be at home and he'd be writing letters. And, you know, they keep a file of all these kids' names and they're writing down when they contacted him. I&I duty, it probably came home a little bit. They did a lot of training and stuff like that. But the IPAC side, when he's been, like, just an admin guy, no.
It's almost like a 9-to-5.
It's almost like a 9. It's like being an HR guy. So, yeah, it's like just... easy. Look, we didn't really know what to say right there. We were
I feel like, and I think that's like, and I think that goes back to, it's going to vary depending on what your husband does, just because, and it was weird because, I don't know, do you feel like this was the case? And I feel like with our husbands, it was different because their deployment was like so affected by COVID. They quarantined for 6 weeks. Like, on and off for, like, a total of 6 weeks.
And for 2 weeks of it, they couldn't leave their room.
Kate didn't see the sunlight for 2 weeks.
If they were caught in the hallway, they're getting an NJP.
Whoa.
Yeah. A guy got NJP'd because he left his room.
Yeah.
That's how strict it is in Japan, like, when you get over there. Yeah. Yes.
But I didn't feel like their work ever came home. Granted, they had, like, nothing to do, but I felt like...
Oh, yeah. In Japan? No. They don't.
No, of course not.
No.
Well, yeah. Because they're living their best life in Japan.
They get off and they go... Well, they didn't with COVID, but this was her first Japan deployment or deployment ever. So this was our second. The first one, he would get off work and then go to Chili's.
Right.
Or go to the Palms.
Right.
You know, like...
Yeah. Or Arashi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
where
so
my
that's...
husband spends all of his time is at Arashi.
That was... I heard that one.
It's so good. They have the best fried rice. If you go to Japan,
Arashi
is where it's at if you go to Okinawa.
Okay, good. No, but no, I felt like when he would get off and he'd be like, yeah, I'm done. And I'm like, why aren't you ever done when you come home?
I know.
You're never done when you come home.
This is crap.
It is. That's probably because they're all close and they can keep tabs on what they're doing. That's they don't have so much true. Control, whereas everyone else here goes home.
Right.
Does, and they're like, I need control over you.
So with an admin job, does your husband send in, like, accountability every day? Like, do you guys still do that with admin? Is that? Like
I think people are sending accountability to him.
Yeah. So yeah. Is that still a thing?
It is.
Okay.
They have, like, a board in the office of where everybody is, so.
Okay.
I think they do that.
I don't know exactly.
Kind of like an in and an out kind of thing. Like, yeah. Oh, you know, Corporal Schmuckatelli is out today at the doctor.
We just did an episode about Corporal Schmuckatelli.
That's so funny.
I cannot believe you said that. That just made my day. Okay, because, like, Kate's... So, they're in different... Not units, because they're in the same unit.
They're
like,
in the same unit, same battery, but Cade is... In a different MOS.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess okay. It's an MOS. But, like, Cade's accountability is at 5 a.m. every morning.
Cool.
And her husband's is at, like,
6 or 6:30.
So, that's why I was wondering how it depends.
And if it doesn't get pushed up, oh. I have experienced firsthand the phone call that he gets 5 minutes after
the deadline.
Where the fuck is accountability? And I'm laying in bed, like, oh, my God. Yeah. I can also sit I'm like, you're cool. I'm freaking out over here. Right? I'm like shaking.
I'm sweating. It's yeah. Hot.
Yes.
What time is it? You think I'm sitting here in the office wasting my time? Like, yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I remember when Kate was on that course for 3 weeks. Everyone would call him about the armory because he's right now in the armory working, but that's like not his actual job.
Okay.
And he was on a course for his actual job. And every day he'd be able to sleep in because his course was until like 8:30. And he would call like every day, like, who's supposed to be in the armory? And he's like, not me. And he's like, well, who's it supposed to be? He's like, well, I think it's supposed to be this guy. And then he'd call this guy and be like, hey, are you in the armory? And he's like, no, it's this guy. So and I'm like, why are you in charge of these guys right now when you're not even in it? Like, let's go back to bed. Friday. After our long Thursday night, he was like, I have PT in the morning and I need to go. And I was like, okay. So we wake up at 5. I'm a crazy wife right now. I'm like in love. I make his lunch every morning. I'm kind of crazy, you know.
Makes all of us bad.
And so I wake up.
I'm like, here's a bag of chips.
And
I don't even get up, honestly.
And my thing is, Kate is so bad about spending money if his lunch isn't made that it like frustrates me because I'll go out and buy the stuff and then he'll forget to even pack it if I don't do it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, which reminds me because I have a work trip coming up in Northern California. And so I was like, okay, Cade, I'll lay out everything. I'll have everything posted. No, I'll have a list. Like, you'll be fine. And he was like, I'm not even going to pack a lunch. And I was like, oh no, you're going to pack a lunch because I just spent $150 at Costco for you. I'll lay it all on the table. Everything will be, you're going to put in your lunch every day because I'm not having you spend $10 at the burrito truck every
right,
day.
Right.
And so, but no, I totally felt, so like he wakes up, gets all ready for PT. And I think this is the only downside about living a little bit farther because their area is like in the middle of nowhere. And a bunch of his guys are all single. So the time they wake up to get ready for PT is the time that Cade would have to be leaving because it's still like a 25-minute yep. drive. So he gets ready and he's about to walk out and he goes, PT just got canceled. And I was like, well, it's like really nice because we get to go back to bed. But then like
right.
we were already up, like your mind's already like awake. And
right.
so we got to go back to bed and then he woke up and he left. But that's, I think, the only downside when his, like, I think it's his corporal, maybe it's his sergeant. Both of them are still single, so they live in the barracks. And so the time they wake up is the time Cade's leaving to drive there. And so sometimes that's the only time he gets caught where, like, he'll be ready to go, and then he'll be like, I can turn around and I can come home. Like,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, in other words, our life is completely run by the military.
Yeah.
He comes home morning, night.
Right.
It's all the time.
See, that's not for me anymore. Like, I did, when we got married, I was like, I'll make you breakfast burritos and lunch every day. And then, yeah, now I'm sleeping. Like, turn the lights off. Because we have, like, that bathroom that, like, the minute he flicks the light on, it's like a beacon
of
light.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bruh, can you go shower downstairs?
Right.
In Taylor's bathroom? There's totally another bathroom. Like, can you go bother somebody else so I can get some sleep?
Or our problem is their boots. They just clomp around with their boots. And I remember one day Cade had to work when the rest of the battery is off because there was something in the armory. And so he was like, hey, I'm going to go in and I'll be back. I think around like 2 is what he said. And so he left at 3:00 in the morning because that's when they have to go open it.
Yep.
And like an hour later, there was like sound in my house. And I was like, what is going on? And so I was like, laying there, and like stupid me, I was like, well, I have nothing to protect myself or like do anything, so I'm just gonna lay here, and if someone comes, right. like
I'm just gonna be super still and no one will see me here.
Yeah, and so all of a sudden there's like this person climbing in the bed. I was like, wait, and he's like, I was able to come back, like
I live here.
They didn't need me in the armory this morning, and I was like, a text or something, like, hey, I'm coming home, you're gonna hear somebody coming into my house. I was like, I don't have a baseball bat, I don't know how to work your guns, like, I don't know what you're expecting me to do. You tell me we don't need an alarm system, but clearly we do.
Yeah.
And so it was really funny, but he was like, will you calm down? And I was like, I could have just died. And he's right. like,
I got a heart attack. Scared the crap out of me. But that's Toby too. Like, he's like, oh yeah, maybe I'll come home one day and I'll, you know, just show up. And I was like, you better pray it's during the daylight or I'm going to shoot you. Right. I'll ask questions last, bro. Don't open that door while nobody's here.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
Yep.
This has been so great. Okay, so is there any last, as a very seasoned, experienced, amazing military spouse, is there anything that the viewers should know and listen to make it easier to be a military spouse, or anything that's helped, like, your marriage as a military spouse?
For yourself, as a wife, know yourself. And be yourself. Don't change yourself to fit in with a group of people.
Okay.
I've done that. It wasn't pretty. Know yourself. Be sure of yourself. Be proud of yourself. Be original. Marriage? Ugh. It's funny. It's my anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Happy anniversary.
It's my 19th.
Oh, wow. My gosh. That's amazing.
It's my 19th. Gosh, I don't know. I mean, if marriage retreats are your thing, like, do that. If church is your thing, go to church together. Date each other forever. Go on dates.
Okay, that's really good advice.
Yeah.
We need to do that more.
Kid and I are really lucky. We do go on a date every week, but we don't have children. We have, like, no dogs, no children.
We have no pets.
We have no pet. Like, we have no responsibility. Like, I love when everyone's like, so introduce yourself. And I'm like, Kate and I are probably the most boring people because we have nothing else besides, like, our jobs. Like, we're just...
That's
and, like,
it.
Yeah. And so, I'm like, oh, now I have a podcast in case you don't know about that. But, like, people are like, so you have kids? No. You have dogs? No. You have animals? No. What do you do for fun? I'm trying to figure that out.
You're like,
you know?
Pre-COVID or post-COVID?
Yeah.
You know, right. Asking for a friend.
Right.
Because right now, yeah, nothing.
Oh my God.
That's so true. Well, this has been so awesome. Bree, you are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on.
You are welcome.
I feel like we've learned so much.
Yeah.
And I feel like we'll help other people just because having another voice, and especially a seasoned voice, is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never get to talk to spouses who have more experience because you're kind of stuck in your, like, bubble of people
yeah.
all the time.
I don't have a bubble.
Awesome.
I like everybody.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
No, this
those are my favorite
awesome.
People.
It's crazy that more spouses, that's the unfortunate piece. So when I was young, there were spouses that wanted to help you, that wanted to mentor you
yeah.
and guide you through, you okay. know, remembering, you know, you don't wear a short skirt to the Marine Corps ball. It's always long.
Oh, yeah. man. I've experienced that. Not myself. Other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's like, it's unfortunate that more spouses don't want to take
so
younger spouses. Under their wing and kind of, you know, guide them in the right direction. Like,
oh,
if
yeah.
I could help somebody not make some of the sometimes stupid mistakes that I've made. I outburped a master sergeant at a Marine Corps ball once because I was drunk.
My husband would kill me. Oh, my God.
That goes so along funny. With knowing your audience. We were all very close, but I definitely
yeah,
had a way
good.
Better burp than the master sergeant did.
That is so funny. Oh, my God.
So that's probably another one is know your audience.
Yeah.
I'm still my authentic self around everybody, so
right.
I'm amazed I didn't burp on this because I drank so much water. I was like, don't burp, don't burp.
That would have been great, though.
But always be your authentic self. But definitely know your audience and change it. I cuss like a sailor. So you got to know your audience
yeah.
and who you're talking to. Yeah.
I used to. But I think ever since having Parker, I've tried to tone it down a little bit.
I'm worse. I used to, like, never cuss whatsoever. And now, like, being married to Kate, my mom's like, Mackenzie. I'm like, I'm sorry. She's going to be listening to this and going, Mackenzie Clark. I'm like... I'm sorry.
Like, just sprinkle a couple F-words in there. It's like confetti.
It
enunciates
things more.
Right.
Well, and I think we talked about this. I feel like, and I remember because Kate and I got in a fight and my dad heard it and he was like, I don't think I would ever speak to my wife like that. And I was like, Dad, sometimes I have to because he doesn't get the, like,
right.
what's the right word? It's not, It's not.
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it because, like, that's how they're talked to at work, with such emphasis. Right. Like, if you don't put that emphasis on it, it kind of doesn't, it takes away.
It's meaningless.
Away. Right. Yeah, because it's like, well, that's how I was yelled at, so, like, I need to be spoken to a certain way for it to, like, make sense and to click sometimes.
Yeah.
Because that's just how they are. And I think specifically with Enlisted and probably, like, how your husband first started out, that's how they're spoken to. And so sometimes when you need to get something across, that's how they do it. And that's how you have to get it across. Right.
You're snapping and knife-handing your husband. You're like, look, you're going to take out the trash, and you're going to get it done now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So this morning, I was like, hey, we have to clean the house. And he was like, okay. And then he's like, that won't take long. And I was like, I want it to look like your sergeant's coming in. And he was like, that would take me hours. And I was like, well, looks like you got some time.
You get time, Buttercup.
It's 8 a.m. on a Saturday. So let's go.
Here we go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Bree. We'll have to definitely have you on for another topic because you are the best.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay, so now we're going to do our fun little questions like we always wrap up our podcasts. And I'm going to ask them this time because Kenzie always asks them. So the first one is, what did I do for my 21st birthday?
So, this is actually really funny, I think, just because, so I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I don't drink alcohol, and for my 21st birthday, I was in Vegas. It's really funny, because all my friends were like, of all people, the Mormon is in Vegas. And so, it was just because my brother was getting married, and the next day, and so we were really close to where we needed to be, and so my mom was like, oh, let's just go to Vegas for the day and stay there for your birthday. So we went and we walked the strip and we saw the Bellagio lights and we went to Black Tap where they have all those cool milkshakes and
we walked around,
we did all this fun stuff and we swam and we ate my favorite food, which is pizza. So it was just like really fun, but all my friends were like, of all people, like everyone kind of talks about like going to Vegas and it being this like big deal where you do all these things that like I don't do. And so it was just pretty funny because everyone was like, wow, you're the one person like actually went to Vegas for their birthday.
That's so funny because I am not Mormon and I had dinner with my husband for my 21st birthday. We went and had dinner, and then we actually tried to do Dave & Buster's after, but of course...
Oh my gosh, I love Dave & Buster's.
Yes. Once COVID's over, hopefully we can, like, go back to doing stuff like that. But, my husband was not feeling well. He had a really scratchy throat, so I drink, and he doesn't drink. So, a Marine that doesn't drink, crazy way. So I had like one drink. I didn't even finish it, and we ended up going home. So that was my 21st birthday.
That is so funny.
Okay, second and last, how many times a day do I check my email?
So this varies just because it kind of depends on my work.
Yeah.
So I would say at least every day I check it in the morning and at night, and then normally like during lunch. So I'd probably say 3 times a day, like morning, midday, and evening.
Yeah.
But when I have like a busy day and I'm like on my email constantly,
yeah,
it's like every 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I feel that too. Like for work, it's always open. But
yeah.
That's just because I have to have it for work. So it's always open on my second screen, but my personal, I probably check 2 or 3 times a day just because I don't want to miss something with so many emails coming in. Like I try to unsubscribe. I just said, subscribe. I try to unsubscribe from those, but there's just so many spam emails and I constantly am signing up for new websites.
I totally feel that. And it's funny because people, like, I think specifically in the military, I've always seen people be like, well, what's your service member's email? And I'm like, if you want something done, please do not check Caden.
100%.
Like, Caden does not check his email. And unless it's, like, something he knows that he needs to be searching for or it's something important, he probably checks his email once every month.
Yeah, Austin will check his... He actually turned his notifications on for his email.
Oh, that's good.
But half the time they get ignored because they'll ask, did you get an email from, like, Lincoln? And he'll be like, oh, no, I didn't see it. And I'm like, please check.
Yes.
And then he checks and it's there.
Yeah.
So he'll check his email probably about once a week just because I ask him to.
Kate's been better, but if I don't ask,
then
we're screwed.
Exactly.
All right, well, this was such a great episode. Brie is awesome, and we're so grateful that she was able to come on.
Yes.
And I hope people enjoyed learning from her experience because I know Shay and I both
did.
And we are just super excited to finally have a guest on, and
she'll be back.
Oh yeah, she'll be back. We already scheduled something for her to come back because she's literally the best.
She's so fun.
And we will see you guys next Friday.
Bye.